Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, being the highest praise on tonight. I just love that song. It always ministers to my heart and my spirit. Lord, I want to be where you are. I believe that God is right now here on this prayer line with us. The presence of the God is here. The word says in the presence of the Lord there is liberty. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit being on this prayer line on tonight. And we know, hallelujah, that if God is in the midst, everything is going to be all right. Yeah. So we thank God for you as you have called in. I believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. We believe the Bible that men ought always to pray and to pray without ceasing, regardless of what's happening in our day, regardless of what we see and experience, we must pray. So we thank God for you joining in with us because we're two or more gathered in his name. He said he'd be in our midst. Yeah. But more than that, as we touch and agree, he said we shall have what we ask and require of him. So I thank God that healing is on this line, breakthrough is on this line, restoration and recovery. Everything we need through prayer, according to his will, is ours. We have not because we ask not. So we're coming together humbly before the throne of grace, calling out to our God. I just want to read some scripture and go right into prayer. But the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse number 25, it says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not the life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But, glory be to God, but seek first kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Amen. My God. Amen. I just love the word of God.
Yes.
I just love the word of God, Pastor, that gets us centered. You know, today, it's been a very busy day for me. I had 3 doctor visits on today. In one day, I saw 3 doctors, and each visit was kind of extensive in as far as time. But even in that, I got through the day, and now we are here praying. But I was just filling out some paperwork, and my wife happened to come by and touch my shoulders, and she felt a little tenseness in my shoulder. And she said, "What is that?" And immediately I began to say, she didn't know I was talking to my God, but I said, "God, I'm not worried about anything. And if I am worried, help me. If I'm tensing up or if I feel stressed or yes, I had a hectic day, but God, worry is a sign of fear. And I want to be a man of faith." Hallelujah.
Yes, you are, man.
So if I am trying to worry about something or be overly concerned, yes, God, help me in that area. This is why we pray.
Yes.
Because he said, if we worry, we cannot add nothing to our lives. The worrying is a sign of fear. The worrying is a sign of a lack of trust. That's why Jesus threw it in there, "O you of little faith," he said. If God is going to take care of the birds, if God is going to take care of the grass, God is surely going to take care of you and I.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God that he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And God is going to meet all of our needs if we go after him. If we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the word says everything that we need will be given unto us. I was sharing with the church on Sunday, I received a phone call from Diane Haley last week saying, "Anthony, I have good news for you." She had good news for me because she said, "Here in my hand, I have a check for you. Glory be to God. And I have a check for you, and it's good news because we want to give this to you." Now, I always had a want, but when it became a need, hallelujah, when it became a financial need, God met my need.
Yes, yes, yes.
My wife and I needed this financial blessing. We needed God to show us a financial move. We needed God to open up the windows of heaven and bless us with money. And God did it. And I declare and decree, I say right now, somebody's about to get a phone call of good news. Somebody right now is about to have debt cancellation. My wife even opened two of our utility bills on this week. And she said, "Honey, guess what? Our utility company owe us. We don't owe them anything. Somebody paid our gas and light bill.
Yes.
Somebody paid our car insurance bill.
Yes.
Oh, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost already. And God is no respecter of persons. When we remain faithful to God, he remains faithful to us.
Yes,
so don't worry about it. Pray about it.
Mm.
Glory be to God. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. Many of us have gone through many different things. If it's sickness, if it's a need for money and a job, if your family needs restoring, God is able.
Yes, he is.
That's why I love, even before he finishes up the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, he talks about not serving two masters. He talks about blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be fulfilled. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. The Sermon on the Mount, he gives the people a new way of preaching and teaching. He says, love your enemies. He reminds us to store up treasures in heaven. He says, give and pray and fast. And then he comes to the sixth chapter before ending, telling us not to judge one another. He says, don't worry. Put your faith in me. Put your trust in me. Pray and ask me to help you. And that's what we're going to do tonight. And that's what we're praying tonight. Because we all have needs. And he said, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that we need, I don't want us to miss that word.
Yeah.
But Pastor Rebecca, honey,
yeah,
don't we serve a God that gives us sometimes what we want?
Oh, yes.
Oh! 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 Okay, I'm going to calm down.
Right.
Because sometimes he do give us what we want.
Yes, yes.
He said, you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. So sometimes He's just like a natural father. We bless our children because we love lighting up their faces and bringing them joy. But sometimes God even gives us what we want. That's the God that we serve.
What a mighty God.
Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
We know that you meet all of our needs.
Yes, God.
Many of us are still in the land of the living because of your grace and your mercy.
Yes.
Like the Apostle Paul, in spite of the thorn, you said your grace is sufficient. So right now I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, whatever they stand in the need of, God, touch their lives, touch their marriages, touch their families, touch their money, touch their health and their well-being. Move not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. There is a realm outside of this realm that's more mightier, more powerful. It is invisible, but it is the kingdom of God, and that's what we're going after. Some think prayer is wasteless and a use of time. Some don't believe in prayer, but we on this prayer line, we have seen it work. We have experienced the prayers of the righteous availing much. We have seen sickness and disease being done away with. We have seen negative situations turned around through the power of prayer. We have seen our God move in mysterious ways. So right now, God, I pray for favor over every life. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family. I say, Lord, rain down and open up the windows of heaven and opportunities and doors that no man can shut. Bless your people beyond comparison. In the name of Jesus, give them joy in the middle. They call this a recession that we're living in. Even as we enter another campaign year, as we go into another presidential campaign election, so much uncertainty in these United States of America. But we serve a God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is consistent. God is the only thing that won't change. Our politicians will fail us. Our leaders will let us down. Sometimes in the middle of layoffs and downsizing, you and I have experienced a troublesome situation. But our God says, don't worry. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to take care of his own in this world. Glory be to God. We thank God tonight for the roof over our head. We thank God tonight for the clothes that we're wearing. We thank God tonight, even in the midst of going through a divorce, even in the midst of going through lack, even in the midst of disappointment, we still, glory be to God, have our right mind. So, Lord, oh, hallelujah, help us not to worry. Help us not to stress ourselves out. Help us not to have anxiety and insomnia and restlessness. Lord, help us to trust you and walk in the peace and prosperity that you have ordained for our lives. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our protection. We thank you for the hedge. We thank you, Lord, for shielding us. You say they that abide in the shelter of the Most High God will abide in the wing and under the Almighty, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us to stay in that secret place, in the name of Jesus. Oh, this prayer line, that's right, devil, you are a liar. This prayer line is one of those secret places that we come to like a deer panteth after the water, so our souls longeth after thee. We're coming here tonight to take a drink. We're coming here tonight to get refreshed. We're coming here tonight to get a drink of the holy waters of God. So I thank you in the name of Jesus that no weapon against us will prosper in the name of Jesus. Even as I went to three doctors today, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for long life. I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you in the name of Jesus for healing and cures. I thank you, glory be to God, that you are a God. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. You are a restorer. That's why you're the Prince of Peace. That's why you're a mighty God. That's why you're a wonderful counselor. That's why you are Abba Father. Oh, you have many characteristics. Everything that we need is found in you.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I didn't grow up with a father. My father was not there, but now I can call on my heavenly Father, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us, God, of our trespasses. And help us, God, to forgive those who have come against us. And, God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all kinds of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And we say amen to that. We agree with the Lord's Prayer on tonight. Abba, Father. Make it personal. Our Christianity is not like any other religion.
Yes.
We're not like the Muslims. We're not like the Mormons.
Yes.
We're not like the Buddhists.
Yes.
We're not like the atheists.
Yes.
We're not like the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes.
We have a relationship,
yes,
not a religion. We go to God individually. Thank God for the prayer line. But he said, come to me. Come to me. Come to me. All of you who get weary, burdened, and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's why we're not going to worry. We came to this prayer line as a sign of coming to God. So, Lord, we thank you that we pray for one another, that we might be healed. You said bring them to the elders of the church. They'll pray a prayer of faith, and the sick shall be raised up. If they committed any sin, they shall be forgiven. And if they have fallen down, they shall be restored. We thank you for prayer. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for recovery. We thank you for renewal. So, Lord, I pray for every life on this prayer line. They're standing in the need of prayer. It's not a want. It's a need. They know what they need from you, God. And I just want to touch and agree with them that God move on their behalf. Show them your loving kindness on tonight. Send down your grace and your mercy from above. Every good and perfect gift is from above. Show us your wonder. Show us your might. Show us your glory. You are God of all. Hallelujah. You were in the beginning. You created the heavens and the earth. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You go. Oh, nothing goes on without your permission. Even the devil has to ask you permission. Even Satan and Lucifer got to run it by you. So, Lord, we thank you right now that all power belongs to God. So we give ourselves to you.
Yes.
New Creation Church, we're asking for a miracle. We're asking for you to send in the multitude. Not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. Show Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony,
yes,
and the New Creation Church family that you are God. Send in the visitors. Send in those that will connect with this ministry. Send in those that will labor with us to make our communities better.
Yes.
Send in those that will help our vision come to pass.
Yes.
Send in those that will come with the right heart and right spirit and right agenda. Send in the north, the south, the east, and the west,
yes,
the elders and the deacons and the trustees and the ushers. Send in the ministers. Send in the pastors and the preachers that will submit. Send them in, God. We are asking right now that you give us enough money to keep the doors of the church open. Give us enough resources to implement our ideas. Give us enough manpower to execute with a spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. And we praise you. And we glorify your name on tonight.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we thank you for prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for manifestation of miracles.
Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, Lord.
So, Lord, even as I received that check on last week. As we saw it in the natural, a demonstration and manifestation of your goodness. Our bills are being paid. Supernatural. Lord, you're no respecter of persons. If you did it for Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, do it for the listeners.
Yes,
do it for the callers.
Yes, Lord.
Meet every need in the name. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor.
Glory
be to God. Oh, I'm done. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Send increase, God. We speak increase into every home. In the name of Jesus, into every situation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we, Father God, thank you for increase going into the homes of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight. We bless your name. We worship you on tonight. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, God. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and magnify his name. We bind up every demon spirit. We come against every demon on assignment against this prayer line. We thank God for his power being made manifest on this prayer line. We thank God for breakthrough. We thank God for manifestation of his glory in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against you or your family, children, your seed can prosper in the name of Jesus. We declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and never beneath, the lender and not the borrower. We declare God's mercy and grace, his goodness and his favor are following you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, for blessing your people. We thank you, Lord, for blessing those who have been faithful over the little things, oh God. Even as you begin to bless them and increase them, oh God, in their lives, we thank you, Lord. We bind up the spirit of doubt. We bind up the spirit of discouragement. We release your joy. We release faith over this line tonight in the name of Jesus.
We believe.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight for this prayer line, God. And we say continue to have your way. Even as we open up the line tonight, God, we say have your way. Let your will be done. Bless Pastor Anthony. We pray over his life. We pray over his life. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you for manifested healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is already healed in the name of Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, God.
So we thank you, Lord, for releasing your healing power, God, over the man of God's life, over Pastor Anthony's life, God. We thank you that no weapon formed against him can prosper. We thank you, Lord, for blessing him with another year of life. We thank you for the mantle, the new mantle that has dropped on his life, God. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh anointing, oh God, that you have released over his life. We thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify your name, God. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For divine intervention. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Supernatural, miraculous intervention, oh God. Even as we approach Monday, God, we thank you that your angels have already gone before us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that he's already healed. We thank you that he's already healed. We thank you that he is already healed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. We're going to open up the phone lines. Just press 1. We see your hand already. Just press 1. We see one hand already. Press 1 on your phone. Put you on the line for prayer, for a praise report, for whatever the Lord has put upon your heart. just press 1, and we will put you on. We're going to take this first caller, area code 862.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. Pastor, powerful prayer, powerful.
Hallelujah, hallellujah. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes, yes. That prayer was everything just now. Everything, everything I thought about was in there. I just want to say, I just want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever. God is
so good.
I tell you, he's doing new things, and he's doing abundant things in my life and my family, and I thank him. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Anthony. I wish you nothing but the best of love from Jesus, because he has got the mantle on your life. Oh my God, I'm so glad to be under it. Praise God, hallelujah. Under you, and Pastor. Praise God.
My God,
but
my
I also
God.
Call with a praise report. That on Sunday night, my son was in a terrible accident, and
Jesus.
He was in with his friend. They went to the movies out in Woodbridge, and they were coming home, and a truck cut them off, and they went in the ditch. The car was total. But not only that, they went to a tanker, a gas tanker. They hit the gas tanker. The guy said he could not believe that somebody got out of that car. Because if they would have hit it, impacted a little bit harder or a little bit further, everything would have blew up. So I am so grateful my son and his friend is okay. His neck is hurting. He's scratched up pretty bad. He was unconscious, but he's home. He came home Monday morning, praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's all because of the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I thank God for my pastors. I tell you, I love them, and I thank God for what they live. Praise God. They are no phonies. If anybody don't believe, they need to believe in God and our pastor prayers, because they do work. And I thank God for just them being the shepherds that they are. I thank God for keeping me another day. I thank God for all things that he's doing in my life and my church family life. I thank God for it being, if nobody heard on Sunday morning, the Miracle House, praise God.
Ooh.
It is the Miracle House. I don't know if anybody caught that, but I know I did. Glory be to God. So I just ask for your prayers. I ask that you just pray for the young lady that was in the accident with him. Her name's Imani. She needs lots of prayer. You know, they're young. She's 19. This is her first car. It's a brand new car, a little buggy Volkswagen, and it's totaled. And, you know, I told her, thank God for her life. Look at God, blessed her with her life, but she's still very unhappy. But I understand, but they don't know Christ. But I just ask that you just pray for them, because these children are about to go back to college. And, you know, other things happen in school, and I pray that you pray for them, that God will have his hand in their life. And I thank you, Pastor Anthony. I thank you, Pastor Rebecca. And I see great recovery for you, Pastor Anthony, great recovery. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Imani
is the young lady's name with that was in the car accident.
Imani.
Imani, amen. We're going to pray for her. For those of you, I see people dropping in and off of the call. I don't know if you're having we're having technical difficulties, but just keep calling back. We're going to be persistent. We don't know what's going on with the switchboard. We can hear you. We see your hands raised. So we're going to continue to press forward in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a powerful praise report that we just heard from Sister Lori.
God,
we received it. God spared their life that we spoke on Sunday that God was sending a miracle to your house, to those who would receive it, and God sent a miracle to your house that same night. Our God is faithful. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Let us pray for Imani and Isaiah. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Yes, because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you, God, for your mercy. Oh, Lord.
Yes,
we thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your hand of favor, oh, Lord, that was on that vehicle and on the lives of Imani and Isaiah, oh, God, as they were in that vehicle, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for your angel that was dispatched. That were encamped around that vehicle, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are so worthy to be praised. And we pour our praise on you tonight, God. We worship you tonight, God. We magnify your name tonight, God. You alone are worthy to be praised, God. Thank you for Isaiah, God. Thank you for saving and sparing his life. Thank you for Imani, God. Thank you for sparing her life, God. Thank you, Lord, for Isaiah. Thank you for healing him, God. Even as he, Father God, is injured, oh God, was injured in the accident, God. We thank you for your healing hand upon his life, God. Touch him, God, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, God. None of the koshela de keshela mama. Touch him, God. Touch his mind, Father God. Touch his head, God. Touch his neck, God. Touch his shoulders, God. Touch his vertebrae, God. Touch his spine, God. Touch his hips, God. Touch his legs, God. Touch every part of his body, God. Touch his knees. Touch his feet, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We are believing and receiving, oh God, not just for a sparing of his life, God, but we're believing and receiving for total restoration. We're believing and receiving for total restoration, oh God, of every body part, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you got your hand upon him, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're keeping him, God. We thank you, Lord, for the Father God, call that's on his life, God. We thank you, Lord, for the purpose that's on his life, God. We thank you, Lord, for the word that's over his life, God.
Yes.
We thank you that your word will not come back to you, Lord, God.
Oh,
so, Lord, touch his mind, God. Touch his mind. Let him prosper, oh, God, and be in good health. Even as his soul prospers, God. Touch his mind, God. Give away his thoughts, oh God. Touch his emotions, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Let him be healed from the inside out, God. Let him be healed, Father God, from the inside out. Even though unspoken pains, oh God. We thank you for touching Isaiah, God. We thank you for touching Isaiah, God. We thank you for putting your hands on Isaiah, God. We thank you for moving in his life, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for miracles, signs, and wonders following this young man, God, everywhere that he goes, God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Nana Mokoshana Mama for Imani, God. We thank you for touching her body, touching her mind, God. We come against backlash, repercussions, Father God, delayed reactions, oh God, to the accident, God. We declare no injury or harm to her in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, even now, Father God, touch her mind and let her know, God, that she can get into the car, heal these two young people, save them, oh God. Change them, oh God. Father God, renew them, oh God. Hallelujah. Redeem them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, with your precious blood, and let them receive the gift, oh God, of that redemption, oh God. Lord, we just thank you. We pray for their souls. We pray for their lives. We pray for their eternal future, oh God.
Yes.
And we secure it in Christ, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you. Praise you, God, that your word will come back void. We thank you that it's already done, that Isaiah will grow up to be the father that you called him to be the man of God that you called him to be the son that you called him to be, that he will have future is bright, that prosperity is his, that restoration is his. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, have your way in his life. And we declare it to be so. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. We humbly thank you for answered prayer. Answer prayer for Imani and for Isaiah. And pray, Lord, we say, touch their mom, touch Sister Lori. Thank you for the maturity. Thank you for the discernment. Thank you for your hand upon her life, God. Thank you for your purpose. Over her life, God. Thank you for her faithfulness, God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for her faithfulness to her pastors, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the growth in her life. Thank you, Lord, for the call on her life. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation, knowledge that you have exposed to her, God, through your spirit. Speak, Lord. Continue to speak. Continue to give her dreams and visions. Continue to give her interpretation, God. Continue to give her insight and discernment. Continue to give her wisdom, oh God. Continue to grow her up for what you have called her to do. We put a hedge of protection around her. We put a hedge of protection around her and her household. Her children, Elijah, Ashley, Penny, all of her children, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for her grandchild. And we consider her to be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, daughter, to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Grateful. Grateful.
Well, we are praising God with you, and Pastor Anthony receives that blessing over his life, and we love you, and we thank God for you, and we thank God for your miracle, huh? Oh, glory. We thank God for your miracle.
Yes. Love you both.
Amen. Love you. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome praise report. And I want to pray for Ms. Brown right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Ms. Brown, who was Lori's next-door neighbor, God. We thank you for Ms. Brown's life. We pray for her life right now. We pray blessings upon her life. We pray blessings upon her household. We pray blessings upon her children. In the name of Jesus, we pray blessings upon everything that is and everybody that is connected to her. Lord, continue to have your way in her life. Bless her and bless her indeed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. We see all of your calls. We're going to take every caller. Amen. For those of you who are in the New Jersey area, we will be over at World Outreach Christian Ministries on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. They have asked me to come and preach and be a part of their summer jam. So for all of you who can come, we pray that you will press your way out. That's tomorrow, the 26th of, I have to put the date out there for the archive listeners, the 26th of August 2015 at 7 o'clock p.m. I will be preaching over with Pastors Sharon and Rebecca Richardson. Amen. So if you're in New Jersey, press out. I would love to see you, to have you support. We're going to take every caller. Amen. Every caller. Area code 973. Area code 973. God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. It's Sister Carmen. I'm calling to ask for prayer because I'm leaving on Thursday. And I also want to wish Pastor Anthony the best in his upcoming surgery. I know that God will be guiding the surgeon's hands, and I know that his outcome is going to be phenomenal because, like I said before, he is a man of God. He believes in God. He believes in what he preaches, and he has faith, and I know that God is not going to let him down. And I will be praying for him, even though I'll be away on the day of his surgery. I'm coming back the next day. I will call you or text you to see how he's doing, but I'm pretty sure that he's going to do well. So, and that's it that I wanted to say.
Amen, Sister Carmen. I appreciate that, and thank you for your prayers.
Yes.
I believe you also that it's going to go well, and we thank God on Monday that God's going to be glorified.
Yes.
And as you travel, we're going to miss you, but we're going to pray, amen, for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
and we thank
Lord.
You for Sister Carmen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for her life
thank you,
and her
Jesus.
Family.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, glory be
thank
to God,
you,
even as she travels, Lord, that you will protect her and you will keep her, those traveling with her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow them to have a blessed good time with family and friends. We thank you for traveling mercies right now. Thank you for your angels watching over her in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, glory be to God. We thank you for this opportunity that she has to travel and to be with family. Glory be to God. So, God, given the desires of our heart, we thank you for joy unspeakable. We thank you that she will have a wonderful time, Lord, well-deserved. She loves so many people. She gives so much out of her heart. And, Lord, right now, allow her to have this time to herself and her family that she wants. So, God, keep her safe. Keep her in the center of your will. We thank you that you watch over her while she's away. Watch over her family and the things that she'll leave behind here in New Jersey. We thank you for protection, Lord. Everything that pertains to her life in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. Glory be to God. That the Holy One on the inside of her is greater than anything that she will face. So, Lord, the desires of our heart, grant her the desires of our heart. Even give her healing and deliverance and restoration where she needs it. Help her not to worry about anything. We thank you for all of her children and grandchildren. We thank you for her husband
Hallelujah.
And her marriage. Thank you for her home and her livelihood. Thank you for the provision and the shelter that you continue to provide for her and the help and, Father God, the wellness that you continue to allow her life to have. So continue to bless Carmen, as she has been such a blessing to my wife and I and our church family and
Lord.
So many others.
Thank
so, Lord, have her, let her have a nice little vacation away and bring her back safely.
In
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I know I'm
Hallelujah.
Excited to see Maria. I haven't seen her in a year, and she's excited for me to go there. And I really didn't. I have been thinking for a while going there, but I don't know. I just kept postponing, and then I started praying, and I said, God, you know, if it's your will, I open doors, and if it's not, close doors. And I wanted to go, but I really wasn't, like, doing anything about getting tickets or anything. And then one time my daughter, Yvette, she came down, and I said, she wanted to go see my brother. I have a brother in Georgia also. And so she said that she wanted to go see Frankie, my brother. And I said, yeah, I'm going to go. I want to go. And then my daughter said, okay, so let's do it. And then she just took the phone and she started making all the arrangements. Like, that's not what it just happened, like, so fast. Wait, I said, I believe God allowed this trip to happen because I was procrastinating, and then my daughter just did it so fast. And then she was supposed to go with me, and then she's not going. But anyway, I'm traveling with Kevin, my son, and Brianna.
Oh, that's so beautiful, and it happened so smoothly because of you.
Yeah, it happened. And it just happened on the spur of the moment, and I'm looking at my daughter like, huh, and she's making, and before you knew, the plane tickets were bought, and everything was set, and I'm like, wow, it was like, It was like God wants me to go see Maria.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes, God wanted you to go, and it's going to be a blessing for both
when she came
you and Maria. Both of you, you guys are going to have a great, you ladies are going to have a blessed time just being together, spending time together, and God is blessing that visit. He's blessing that time that you two will spend together, and we're so happy for you. He made it happen. There was a suddenly taking place.
Yeah, very suddenly. Like, like a whirlwind. Like what? Like, I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
like
because
that.
You've been faithful. You've been faithful, and God is blessing. This is a season where God is blessing those who have been faithful over the little things, over what seems to be insignificant. But God says it's significant to him. And because you were faithful, because you heard God, and you have served faithfully in your church and served God faithfully with everything that you have in the church, on the prayer line, with your family, God says, now this is your time for you to be blessed. This is your season, and that's why it's happening the way that it's happening, and everything will go smoothly. You will go through the airport, you will travel, you will get there, you will get back, and you will give us the praise report on how you had a great time with Maria. So you have a great time,
and
we will miss you.
Yes, and she came to church with me, and now on Sunday I'm going to her church with her.
Amen.
Yes, she came to New Jersey, and we met Maria. She's a beautiful person, and now you're going down to Georgia, and we thank God for the both of you.
Amen. So you enjoy yourself and have a blessed service, and we'll
thank
see you when
you
come back.
But I'll be thinking of you guys. I'll be thinking of you especially, Pastor Anthony. I'll be in Georgia, but my heart will be in Jersey.
Amen. And we'll keep you updated, you and the rest of the church updated.
We'll text you, okay? And you will, when you have time, you let me know, okay? Because
sure
I
will.
You know, I know that God is going to take care of him, but I will be anxious to hear how everything went.
Well, I will be in touch with you personally.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca.
Okay,
I love
you. Okay. We love you.
Love you. God bless
you.
God
bless
you.
I love you both. Good night.
Good night. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for that praise report. She's going to travel. We're going to take another call. But I want to personally thank God for Sister Lori and Sister Carmen. On this past Sunday, we had our young people praise service, and they serve in hospitality and food ministry. Hospitality and food fellowship ministry, and it was wonderful.
Yes.
Everything was laid out wonderfully, the food, the hospitality, everything, the service. We just had a great time. And I want to thank Sister Lori and Sister Carmen for their faithfulness in serving in that ministry. Hallelujah. And also to us and the prayer line. Amen. They're like our Aaron and Ur. We're going to take another call. We're going to take another call. Area code 813. Area code 813. God bless you.
God bless you and good evening. God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Sister Pastor Rebecca. What a mighty God we serve. I have been.
Hello. God bless
I have been absent from the prayer line. As you know, Richard passed away. He's the one that had the cancer, the bone cancer. And, but I have to give you a praise report. Before he passed away, I had already been talking to him for a few months about the Lord. And while he was still lucid before he passed away, we actually said the prayer of salvation, the sinner's prayer.
Hallelujah!
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Yes.
Angels are rejoicing. Hallelujah!
Yeah, amen. Yes. And I thank the Lord that I was able to minister to him, and I sent their family a text message, and they were so happy to hear that he had accepted Jesus. And it's, you know, it was fortunate that he was able to do that, because we cannot wait for the last minute to then, you know, that is risky. You know, but he had been listening, and I had been talking to him about it, and so he was very receptive, and he, like I said the prayer. I thank you all for everything you've done. I have received so much strength through Christ from you all, because you all have been amazing, and you have uplifted me in prayer, and I've been able to withstand a lot of stuff. My son is so broken, you know. He still, you know, he knows that he is with the Lord. Richard is with the Lord. Rick is with the Lord, but he's broken. And, you know, I have a lot of work through Christ. I have a lot of work to do with my son. And he loves God, but he, you know, doesn't understand, hasn't gotten to that acceptance of, you know, we have to do things correctly, and we're all sinners, you know, but he needs really to get with the Lord, down with the Lord, however. Anyway, thank you so much. And I want to pray, Pastor Anthony, I just got the tail end of it about your surgery. I didn't know anything about it, and I pray that the Lord will keep the surgeon's hands and guide them successfully, so that you will come out of this totally and complete. And we give praise and glory and honor to God in every situation, so we know that he will help with the successfulness, and that Pastor Rebecca will be able to remain calm as she always does, and just keep trusting in the Lord as you both do. And for my friend Carmen, may she have traveling mercies to Georgia and come back safely. And I'm glad she's going to go see her cousin that she loves so deeply. But anyway, that's basically it for tonight. And I just praise the Lord. If it wasn't for this prayer line, I don't know. It's been hard.
Well, we thank God, and we're going to pray for your son before we let you go, and you as well. But thank you for those prayers. I believe also it's going to go well for me, and I thank God for this prayer line as well. You have been a blessing, and we know the power of prayer is strengthening all of us who participate on these Tuesday nights, and we thank God for it. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for Miriam. We thank you for our son right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would give him the strength. You said, mourn with those who mourn, rejoice with those who rejoice. And right now, we're asking you to touch her son, be with him in his time of mourning. We thank you for this young man that gave his life to Christ. We thank you for Richard, who gave his life to you before he crossed over, in the name of Jesus, even using Miriam to witness to him about the goodness of Jesus, the gift of salvation. Oh, hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you that to be apart from the body is to be with the Lord, and he is in the best place. So Lord, continue to touch all of her children, even as she continues to counsel and love on her son, and she continues to talk to him and minister to him. Give her strength. Give her wisdom, and give her the love that she needs for her entire family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her friendship with Carmen and Maria, and those who love her and care about her, that you would, Father God, allow her, even down there in the state of Florida, to be fulfilled in every area of life. So continue to bless Miriam and continue to use her to win more souls, to win more lives, to win more people for your kingdom, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for her. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. We praise you, God.
Well, we thank God. As you said, you've been away, but we thank God that you're back tonight.
Yes.
And you came with praise before the good news of a soul giving life to Christ.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Thank you, Lord.
So yes, we thank
amen.
You for God thank using God. You in a mighty way.
Yes, and God's love. God. You know, Pastor Emily preached a message on Sunday at our church, and part of that message was that God's love leads us towards repentance. You know, and so often, you know, when our children are not doing what we would want them to do or what we think they should do, we want to, you know, kind of like be a little stern and firm and preachy to them. But the best thing that you can do that you have done, and I know that this young man's given his life to the Lord, is a testimony of that. The best thing that you've done is love.
Yes.
The love, the unconditional love. God
amen.
So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whomsoever would believe on him will not perish, but will have life everlasting. So we thank God for the love of God the Father. We thank God for the love of Jesus. We thank God for the love that you showed, the riches that you're showing to your family, no matter what, because God had to show love to us. Like you said, we were sinners, you know, and God, we're saved by grace. My God, his grace, his mercy. So you keep on loving your family.
Yes.
Keep wrapping your everlasting loving arms around your son during this time. Let him know how much you love him and how much God loves him. And let the Lord do the rest. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God's got him.
And he showed you a miracle that is never too late. Somebody got to hear God. God is saying tonight that it's never too late. He said he can step in suddenly. My God, that's the word tonight. Just like with Sister Carmen and her traveling, with Sister Lori and her son that was in the car accident, God suddenly turned the wheels of that truck so it would hit with a certain impact so that that young man and that young lady could get out alive.
Well, we thank God, and the scriptures say, don't worry about tomorrow.
Yes.
For God has your son, and everything's going to work for your good. Amen.
Yes. And we pray for God to continue to have the healing on his life, that God will heal his heart because, you know, he lost a friend. So we pray for healing over his life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Well, good to hear from
praise
you tonight.
God. Thank
to God be the glory.
Amen. God bless you.
Glad to be here, present.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. We love you, and we're here for you. God bless you, and we thank you for your prayers. We're believing for suddenly with Pastor Anthony. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That suddenly the doctor will say, you don't even need surgery.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're believing for that miracle for Pastor Anthony. That's why we're not really talking about him having surgery, but we believe in God that he's already totally healed him. And whatever God wants to do, we're asking for divine favor, and we're believing that we
amen.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless y'all. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We have a couple more callers. God bless you. I'm excited. I'm about to run around. I'm about to run around this table. We're sitting in our dining room, and I'm excited. Amen. Area code 270. Area code 270.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Father. We give you the highest praise of hallelujah. I want to thank God for the pastors at New Creation Christian Ministry. I want to thank God for the Holy Spirit leading and guiding them to pray. I want to thank God for allowing me to be here tonight. I was here last Tuesday night, but thank God the devil thought he was going to stop me, but I was praying anyway. And I want to thank you, a special thanks again, Pastor Anthony, for praying for me last week. And I thank God for the Rhema word that was released. And I want to thank God for the testimony each and every time I come on this prayer line, the testimony of the powerful bloodshed that covers your brother. I know you are healed. And I thank God for his word, which is him coming
yes.
from the book of Matthew. And we know from the book of Galatians, worry is not a fruit of our Father's Spirit. And I just thank God for allowing us to know that you are walking in faith and you are walking in your healing. You are not sounding like you are afraid. And I understand all setbacks are set up for a blessing from on high. Brother, I rejoice. I know your spirit, but I don't know you naturally. And I thank God for healing you. And I want to thank God for allowing us to know you are not worried about that healing. You have called on the healer. And your faith is being spoke each and every Tuesday night as you pray. And I know you've carried at the altar. And that scripture came from the book of Matthew to allow us to know we serve the high priest. And therefore, we should continue to take our cares before the throne of Christ Jesus and put him at his feet, cast our cares upon him. And I want to thank God for allowing us to know, just to hear the voice of your wife as she is comforted by the Holy Ghost. She is interceding for you in prayer, and she already knows you're healed. I know y'all are rejoicing. That's going to be a testimony when the doctor can't find why you are there. And you know you are healed. You know the bloodshed of Jesus covered you. By his stripes, you are healed, brother. You are holy and whole. And I want to thank you for what the Holy Spirit leads and guides you to do. Thank you for your faithfulness. You have the faith of Jesus Christ. Oh, boy, it's beyond just a measure. You have that same faith of the one that rules and reigns in you. And you believe and know that you are healed. And I want to thank you for the powerful prayers that you pray each and every Tuesday night. And I pray, too, without ceasing for both of you. And I want to just thank both of y'all for allowing God to use y'all mightily and allowing that light, the Lord, to shine each and every day in the both of you. Wherever y'all go, the glory, which is God, is being presented. In that agape love the Holy Spirit have in your heart. And I know that y'all are sold out saints of the Most High. And it ain't about what I know. It's about the one who sent you being pleased with you.
Jesus.
And at this time, I just want to give God glory and honor for y'all. And I want to thank God for blessing y'all mightily. Get ready. Blessings going to continue to come forth. They're going to start attacking you from the back. Just remember that God is a supernatural provider. And you don't have no limitations on him. That's why you're healed, my brother. You don't have no restrictions on the God that you pray to, because he has gave you Jesus Christ's faith. And you are partakers of the finished work of Christ Jesus. And at this time, I want to thank you again for praying for me on last Tuesday and each and every other day that the Holy Spirit leads and guides you to pray for me and mine. And I heard the prayers. And I said, devil, you're still alive.
Jesus.
Because my Father still speaks through the ones he has called by their name. And I want to thank y'all. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I receive that, and I thank God for you as well. You've been a blessing to
thank
our
you,
lives
Jesus.
In this prayer line in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You.
You know, it's amazing. As you spoke, I just heard God. You know, I'm not Superman. I'm a human being. I'm a man. And it's not easy being diagnosed with cancer. But I know I'm already cancer-free.
As you thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
For the power of God.
Yes. We got to tell our problem about the God we serve. We got to tell this problem about the God we serve.
Jesus.
Hallelujah! Yes.
And you spoke with such the heart of God.
Yes.
And you and Miriam and so many of y'all always lift up my wife.
Yes.
Now she's been through this with this whole process from beginning to end.
We all
and
have.
She's been there. And you guys are praying for Rebecca, Pastor Rebecca. And we thank God that you recognize she's going through this as well, and she's by my side through it all. So we thank God for each and every one of you that lift us both up. It's just a powerful witness of the body of Christ, and we are just humbled by it. And we thank God for you as well.
Yes.
So, Father, continue to,
hallelujah,
even as he receives from us, we thank you for the reciprocity. We thank you for his words of wisdom,
yes,
and empowerment,
thank
even
you,
toward our ministry and our marriage, our lives. We thank you that he receives humbly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even when the attack get overwhelming for him, he's fighting a good fight of faith. Even when the enemy tries to have him down and think he's defeated, our brother Jamal, Minister Jamal, just continues to bounce back with resilience. He continues to fight back in spite of what he's going through. And we thank you, Lord, that you continue to strengthen him. Like the Apostle Paul, in his weakness, he finds your strength. So continue to strengthen him in those weak moments. Continue to use him, Father God, to witness and minister to people that he comes across. They need that Jesus in him. They need that anointing that's on his life. They need the God that he serves. So continue to give him opportunity to win souls for you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
So thank you for your prayers. And you're absolutely right. Regardless whether the surgery happens or not, God has already healed me and is already done. I thank God for all of you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you rejoicing with us and praying with us. And God, so that we look forward to the day where we will meet face to face. And God has shown us that you too are one who worships him in spirit and in truth. I just heard, you know, God just said the real deal. I think you said that about us, but God said that you too are the real deal. And we witness that with our spirit. We thank God for the divine connection that God has made. And all of you on this prayer line, that God has connected us together in the spirit. And when we come together, oh my, in the spirit, wow, when we get together in one place, it's going to be a combustion in that place. So we're looking forward to that day when we will see you face to face, and we know it will happen. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. So we saw you last week. We didn't see your hand raised, but we did see you here, and we've been praying for you, but we thank God for you coming every Tuesday.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I think we got
we have one more call. God bless you, Minister Jamal. We love you, man.
Thank
God for you.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Final call.
We have one more.
Amen.
I believe we have one more hand raised. One more person who prays. One.
You're awesome, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm opening lives. Amen. I'm opening everybody. Okay, so one more caller right here. Area code 6. Last but not least. Area code 678.
To God be all the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We praise
I have this song.
Hallelujah.
I have this song in my heart, and I feel that this song just fits in with everything that this prayer line has been about today. And it goes like this. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. Everything about you is right. It covers all my wrong. Your life saved my life. With you is where I belong. I belong to you, Lord. I belong to you, Lord. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. Everything about you is right. It covers all my wrong. Your life saved my life. With you is where I belong. I belong with you, Lord. I belong with you, Lord. I'm so in love with you. Can't make it without you. I live to worship you. Forever me and you. I'm so in love with you, can't make it without you. I live to worship you, forever me and you. Everything about you is right, and it's true. Everything about God is right because he wants nothing but the right for us. And I thank God. I thank him every day, every minute that I get, every minute of the day. I just want to ask for prayers for Pastor Anthony. I know that God's supernatural healing upon his life, he will be healed. Things will go just fine during the surgery. God bless him. God bless and give her strength to go through this, what, so they could go through it both together. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon our life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to tell you something. My son has two jobs lined up for him. So whichever comes first, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Overflow.
Amen.
Look at God.
Prayer works.
Amen.
Yes, prayer does work. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to pray for Traveling Mercies too, for my cousin that's coming down to visit me, and hopefully we have good weather. We spend some nice quality time together.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God for the song. I mean, when I didn't hear the music, I was like, wait a minute, where is my song?
Oh, my band didn't want to come with me today.
Amen. Oh, your band didn't come for at least the four days shows up.
My band didn't come with me. I also want to pray for Bree because it's her first time on the airplane. So I want, you know, God to just smooth her and just relax her. It's going to be a smooth ride for her. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you. We thank you, Lord, that you make us happy, God. We thank you, Lord, for the oil of joy. We thank you, Lord, that your joy is our strength. The joy of the Lord truly is our strength. We thank you, Lord, that you make us whole, God. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing missing, nothing lacking, oh God. Lord, we
thank
you for you being our all in all.
Thank you, Jesus.
King of kings and Lord of So we thank you, Lord, for the right job. We thank you, Lord, that he's walking into his blessings.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord,
yes,
for prepared
Lord.
Blessings, for prepared
yes,
blessings
thank
that
you,
are
Jesus.
Overflowing on Maria's son, oh God,
thank
over
you,
to
Jesus.
His
thank
life
you.
Because of her faithfulness, oh God. We thank,
thank
you, Lord,
Lord,
that there's no lack in her life. We thank you that there's
thank
no
you.
Lack in his life, God. We
thank,
thank
you
for Jesus. Meeting every need, oh God. So, Lord, continue
yes,
to
Lord,
bless these
you.
Young men. Continue to keep him and draw him closer to you, oh God.
Yes,
continue
Jesus.
To walk
thank
with him and talk with him,
yes,
God.
Lord,
don't just
you.
Bless him physically,
hallelujah.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
But bless him in the spiritual realm. Oh,
yes,
oh. Lord, we ask
yes.
for blessing in the spiritual realm for her son
thank
in Jesus',
Jesus.
Mighty
thank
name.
You, Jesus
so continue
name.
To bless him, keep him, protect
yes,
him, bless the
thank
honor,
you.
Oh God, and Sister Carmen, yes. even as they travel, God, let Brianna not be scared. We bind up the
yes,
spirit
Lord.
Of fear. We release
yes,
the spirit
Jesus.
Of love, power, and a sound
yes.
mind.
Thank
we let
you.
Her
thank
enjoy
you,
the travel. Let Sister Carmen
yes,
enjoy the travel. Thank you for
yes,
quality
thank
time.
You.
Thank you for sweet fellowship. Thank you, Lord, for Father God, just being in
yes,
their midst.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You said with two or more gathered that you would be in their
thank
midst.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we
thank
just
you.
Thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you for her heart, her faithfulness
yes,
to this prayer line. We
thank
you, Lord,
you,
for her church. Let them have a powerful time of praise and worship
yes,
together
Lord, thank
on
you.
Sunday. So, Lord,
yes,
we just
Lord,
thank
you.
You.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name,
in
we
Jesus'
pray.
Name, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be saying a prayer for you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, on the 31st. I mean, I pray for you all the time, but a special prayer for you on that day. I'm sure that God,
amen.
God's got it. He's got everything. So, and I know you know that. So, God bless
amen.
You both, and have a good night.
Good night, amen. The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. And it says one
yes.
can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. So imagine
yes.
what it's going to be like on Monday morning when
yes.
we're all praying
yes,
between
yes,
hours
Lord.
Of 7 and 12 when we're all
power
praying
of God. Yes,
on
Lord.
Monday and beyond.
Yes,
as we pray, lift him up until 6 o'clock p.m. We're going to be lifting up Pastor Anthony.
Yes,
so
Lord.
12 specific prayer going towards
thank you, Jesus.
Him and
yes.
the doctor. Amen. So we
amen.
Thank God. Thank
amen.
You. God bless you.
God bless amen. You. Love you
we
both.
Love
God
you.
Bless
you.
You God bless
fun.
You.
So Sister
okay,
Carmen
thank you.
So Sister Carmen right. is coming this year, so we know you're coming the next time.
I am. Thank you. Have a good night. Okay.
You good night. God bless. What another praise report. And not only a job opportunity.
Two job offers.
But two job offers. God is
amazing.
Listen, people of God, before I go off the air, before we go off the air, God wants me to say this. God is releasing not only blessing, he's releasing blessings, but God has superseded blessings, and he is releasing miracles. God is releasing miracles. There is an anointing on this prayer line. I'm going to say it. There's an anointing on Pastor Anthony's life. Now, this prayer line has always been powerful. It's always been blessed. But during this season, there is an opening of the heavenly realm, and God is releasing miracles and blessings, signs and wonders into the earth realm. And everybody under the sound of my voice, just reach up to heaven and receive. And receive your blessing. Receive your miracle. Receive your signs. Receive your wonders. Receive your breakthrough. My God, my God. God says this is the season for not just the release, but the receiving of what I have stored up for you. Everything in heaven, and the nets have broken. My God, the nets that have been holding up what God ordained for your life have been broken. And God is pouring out blessings, and nothing is holding them back. This is your season of breakthrough. This is your season of release. And this is your season to receive all that God has for you. If you receive it, just say, I receive it. I receive it in the name of Jesus. That means you're covered. Your children are covered. Your adult children, your grandchildren, your minor children, your finances, your ministry, my God, your family, your marriage. This is the season to believe God for the impossible, because God says with man some things are impossible, but not with him and not in this season. With God, all things are possible. So get ready for the release and get ready to receive what God has released for you in this season.
Amen.
Amen.
Say that song, I Want to Be Where You
Amen.
Are.
We're going off the air. Meet us tomorrow in Jersey City, 122 Grant Avenue at 7 o'clock. Meet us on Sunday, New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Our service is at 12:30. We would love to see you. Come and team up with us. Don't just visit. Come and team up with us and be a part of a great move of God. We are relaunching, replanting, rebirthing New Creation Christian Ministries. Come and be a part of the new thing that God is doing at New Creation Christian Ministries. Behold, God is doing a new thing. God bless you. Pastor wants to hear the song we heard coming in for your glory. Amen. Pastor Carl, God bless you.
Lift your worship.
Gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say,
wanna be where you are.
Gotta
be where you are.
I wanna be where
you are.
Everything I need is where.